Okay, going into the parlor, we've discovered the wallpaper that used to be in there. When you first came to the house, do you remember if the wallpaper that Mrs. Pappin showed you, the 1920s brown style, was that in there or was it the old wallpaper?
Well, my recollection of what was the dining room, and we're going toward the kitchen.
Oh, I'm actually in the parlor.
In the parlor, in the, oh, I see.
Okay.
One facing...
That's right. Or the living room, I should actually
living
say.
Living room, yes. I remember seeing that on the wall in that living area.
Mm-hmm.
Minister, you still open it up for the minister, sorry.
Oh, yes.
But the... I can't recall it being in the dining room.
Okay. Yeah, that's we've seen the photographs, so we know it's definitely in there. What we're not sure of is, did your family add that wallpaper to that room? Can you remember? No, it was there. Ah, I see.
That goes back home.
Okay. And you never did you change that wallpaper?
A couple of times. A
couple of times.
At least.
Mm-hmm. The other thing we've discovered in photographs is that the...
At least two. I was just wondering whether there might have been three, because Ernie Manning did it once. I did it once. So.
Mm-hmm. We've discovered a blue wallpaper, that blue speckled wallpaper.
Yeah.
And I think you said
that
you
was
had...
The last.
That was the last one you added.
And actually, it looked quite nice in that place, with the bright ceiling.
Yes. When we saw the photographs, it seemed as though the tin ceiling had been painted different colors. While you had it, was it painted just cream?
It was initially painted cream, and then Dad had Ernie Manning come in, a friend, who was a painter by profession,
mm-hmm.
a painter, and so I think he swapped possibly meat for paper hanging. He came in there, and he, on the pieces that sort of projected down, like the flowers, he painted them pink, harmonizing shades of green and blue and so on. And they were all color. Not the whole, there's the basic cream or background. Or
yes, color. And you just highlighted
and
the
he
pieces.
Highlighted, and he spent hours and hours. So that must have got off. And the same with the in the living room.
Oh, yes.
But he did do a lot of work on that.
Now the I know there was a carpet in that room.
Yes.
Do you remember the carpet in there?
Yes, it was a big carpet because we used to have to take it out on every couple of years and put it over the clothesline and beat the darn thing.
Yeah.
We did with the all the carpets.
Do you remember what color it was?
There was blue and red, and then there's a design, rather an old-fashioned design.
Uh-huh.
You know. Somewhat like the wallpaper, they had sort of things going this way and that.
Right,
yeah.
Little floral patterns, perhaps.
Floral patterns,
yeah.
And it was big, and there was a border around it, and then there's the main center.
The main center.
It must, the main centerpiece was,
mm-hmm.
when the border would have been about
18
inches.
Away from the wall.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
I see what you mean. On the carpet.
On the carpet, because the carpet didn't extend right over to the wall.
Right, but so some of the floor was exposed.
As he walked in the door, because as he walked in the door...
Oh, that's right, there's that little alcove almost.
Yeah, the place, so there's none there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a piano.
Mm-hmm.
There were two, and that... I don't think the carpet went under the piano even. The piano up against that wall.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's the old paper. As I remember. I
yes.
could be wrong, was in the main parlor, the living room.
Uh-huh. What kind of furniture can you remember in that room?
In the main parlor?
Yes.
That's the main...
I should say the living room, if
living
that...
Room, yeah,
did you call it the living room?
Well, we called it the sort of the living room. The dining room was the one with the stairs going up.
Oh, okay. So then I'll call it the living room.
Living room or the parlor. But the furniture, there was one city I remember in particular. It was pulled about three people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It had cushions at the back,
mm-hmm.
and wood sort of in the center, the wood design cut mm-hmm. through, and it had tapestry on the, like, the walls on the sides.
Right.
And there's, of course, an arm at each end.
Yeah.
I guess it would be about that long, holding up my arms.
So about 5-6 feet long?
Yeah,
5 feet long.
And it was upholstered, springs underneath it. I remember it being there.
Do you remember it being
part of the love?
Was there any of the pieces that you remember being in that room?
There was, my grandfather had wicker chairs.
Oh, yes.
And they were covered with a sheepskin.
Uh-huh.
And that, he had one in the what I'd call the dining room.
Yes.
And one, if I remember correctly, in the living room, too.
Uh-huh.
And there were, of course, what you would call dining room chairs, kitchen chairs.
Right. Upholstered chairs, were they?
No.
No? They were just
straight back chairs. And, just a second, there were two kinds. And maybe my father bought some of them. One kind. There mm-hmm. was a kind with the, lathe knobs,
turned
knobs,
mm-hmm.
an ordinary chair coming up like this. We still have one.
Oh, really?
I think. And with the back, with the knobs too, which will sometimes stick into you.
Right, okay.
And the knobs on the legs, you know, turn knobs.
Uh-huh. Now, do you remember this room, the living room, being used fairly often, or was it more or less
too often.
Reserved for company?
When mm-hmm. I was younger, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad tried to get the whole house used.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now. When we moved over, it wasn't used very much
mm-hmm.
initially. And Grandpa used it. It almost had sort of a musty air about it.
Oh, did it? Really?
But because we lived in the kitchen, mainly.
Yes,
and
it's
in the,
so big.
And also, remember there's a heating problem. If we had the kitchen stove going for cooking and then that, some of the heat would go into the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Grandpa had that big stove there
mm-hmm.
In the, what I'd call the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to live mainly in that, in the kitchen area,
right.
Possibly because of the heat.
Okay. Now, was there a small stove in the living room when you first came to the house?
When we first came to the house, I can't remember it. Well, there's a place in the ceiling
for the pipe, yes.
But I honestly haven't any recollection.
Of that one stove,
yeah,
okay.
I'm sure there must have been one there at one time.
Uh-huh.
But, as I said, we lived mainly in the
sure.
part of the house. Until we started to, put the piano in there. And
uh-huh.
Of course, there always was a piano in there, too.
Right.
But,
you started to use the room a little bit more. And, of course, you got the heating in later on.
Yes.
So I guess that helped.
Just,
now, I guess...